episode of the Jaw Dropping Podcast. I'm here with Will.
Hey, mate.
And John.
You're right, mate.
And we have finally hit the big 10th episode. So we have a wonderful guest with us this week. It's Joe.
Good afternoon, boys. I'd like to jump straight in at this point and say a big happy birthday to Mr. President Donald Trump, the fourth president of the United States.
Oh. It's his birthday today.
It is indeed.
How old is he? He must be. He must
he's
be. 70, in
he's
now.
He's about 75, mate. I think he's 73.
I mean, that's a really good age for a sudden heart attack.
It's a really good age for him to die.
He's not in the best of shape, is he? Do you know what I've seen? Like, I've never seen this before. The way
straight
he stands.
Off track.
It happens every time.
Have
mate,
you seen this shit?
Yes.
Yeah, he must have the tightest hamstrings of any human on the planet. Because his back's already at like a 45-degree angle when he stands.
Mm. I love the little pigeon fucking, when someone's talking, where he's like, just moves his whole body when they look.
Yeah.
With that little cunt face. I don't know if it's real or not, but I saw this fucking, I've seen this picture of him getting a spray tan. And I hope it's real. Have you seen it?
It can't be real.
Let me put this in the chat. You guys talk amongst yourselves for a second. But
it can't be real.
This fantastic.
Is insane.
I always like how he tries to... It's like he's struggling how to form the words with his lips before he speaks. So he goes like... Well... You see? And it's like his lips haven't quite made up what they're going to say. And then they finally work out what...
I think every single one of those ticks is him trying to not say something ridiculous.
Do you reckon?
It's not working. Well,
it doesn't work very well, does it?
No. I just finished watching the Jeffrey Epstein documentary, and I'm convinced that he's a paedophile, mate. Not Jeffrey Epstein, Donald Trump.
I still haven't.
I'm throwing
need to catch
that
up
out
on
there. It's quite a disturbing. Disturbing.
It's certainly, I don't know. I would say it's quite damning evidence. However,
quite damning evidence.
This is
what,
the
towards
issue
Jeffrey
with,
Epstein.
No,
or...
no, not towards Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein was convicted.
That's concrete.
And,
I was going to say.
And there's no question there. But with Donald Trump, it is. I don't know. I kind of want to believe it. And
I
wonder whether that means that I'm biased.
Oh, hang on. What do I mean? I so hope that's true. That's not what I mean, because then that would mean there's been victims. I mean, when I say that, I mean, I just wanted to get arrested for something.
Yeah.
Basically. Have you clicked on it yet?
That photo is definitely fake, but I do love it.
Yeah, I love it as well, but I agree.
It's definitely fake.
I think he gets that fat, though.
Yeah, he's definitely that fat, mate. Could you imagine what that looks like, Buff?
Oh, God. I don't
Poor Melania.
Poor Melania? Is Paul
Melania? They don't look, though, do they? Come on.
Nah, no way. That's a fair point.
Who?
Trump and Mrs. Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, no way, mate.
No.
Do they not?
No way, mate.
No, she lives
maybe
in New
back
York.
In the day, but not now. No way. She's nobbing everyone, bruv. I would not even blame her. I would not even blame her, mate, because he is the definition of a fucking sponge.
Marvellous.
We love him. We all love him.
So, yeah, Joe, absolutely. how have you been on this lockdown? I think we speak about you in every episode, and you're finally here.
I'm liking the shout-outs. I'm a long-time listener, first-time participant. I've been come on for a while. I'm having a great time in lockdown. Yeah, it's been really good. Lots of free time for interesting things, and definitely not just fucking about for day after endless day like it's a dream.
Yeah.
Would you prefer to have a point in your life at the moment, or are you quite happy with there not being a point in your life?
Well, it's like, it depends on how you frame it, doesn't it, really? Because I'm like getting to do art projects and creative things and playing piano, so in a way I'm like, I have a full salary to do all of the things that I love for a while, which is really good. But then maybe a bit of structure would be nice also. I don't know.
Did you say you're playing piano?
Mm-hmm.
Go on then.
Well, I'm not right now.
We're not asking Joe to play piano on this podcast.
It's going to be an auditory journey for the audience, me playing piano across a distant room.
Maybe that can be the outro.
I think I'm fine.
Yeah. We'll have it for the outro.
Maybe, maybe.
Oh dear.
And John, we'll get you to sing the outro over the distant piano music.
Okay, I'll write that.
I'll do a new jingle for John's theory of everything.
Yeah. That sounds absolutely fucking awful.
What, Joe's piano? I know, man. I don't know. How long has he been learning for?
9 weeks, mate.
He's actually quite good.
Have you not seen me and Joe playing the piano?
Yeah, it's and I've got to say, it ain't no fucking Midsummer Night's Dream. That's what I'm saying. Do you know what I mean?
That's a play, John.
It ain't no fucking...
I'm not surprised it is nothing
like
that.
What's that? Who is it? Bohemian 7? No, Blasphemy 7. What is that thing called now?
This is one of those moments Beatrix where 4. Literally everybody else in this podcast have no idea what's going on apart from John.
The fucking piano geezer, Beatroot 4 or something.
Beethoven, you mean?
But that's the one, Beethoven.
Beethoven.
Oh, I wanted to say like Beatloaf or something, but...
Beatloaf.
Oh, fuck, no.
Blimey.
Okay,
well, fuck.
Do you think that Beatloaf... Meatloaf was named after Beatloaf, or do you think Beatloaf was named after Meatloaf?
Oh, Beatloaf sounds like a vegan Meatloaf tribute.
It really does.
There you go. Love it.
Right, Alex, on to the first.
Sorry,
thing.
Yeah.
Okay, right. The first news story I have for you. I saw this one and I thought, I've seen it for the past two and I thought, I won't put it in. Maybe I won't. And then I saw it and I was like, well, I'm going to have to. So, during the US lockdown, a strip club has managed to stay open. How do you think it's managed to stay open?
Hand jobs around the back alley, mate. Premium.
Drive-through strip club.
Yeah, maybe they just put the...
I read the idea, though.
Joe has fucking hit it on the head. It is a drive-through strip club. Yeah.
No way.
What, they get in your car with you or something? And you
No. You drive. So basically, they keep the kitchen open so you can order food and they take away deliveries.
Yeah.
And as you drive around the car park in the queue, there's like stages with the girls on. Around lampposts. It kind of looks like that. I'll send you...
What, just out in the open, dancing next to your car whilst you wait? Yes. In the car park?
Yeah, they've got, like, buckets for all the ones you want to put in.
I kind of rate it, though. The one thing that lockdown has produced is some pretty fantastic business ideas.
Initiatives.
You know, you got to keep going. And if it is a drive-through strip club, then kind of fair play. I rate it.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird. It's a bit weird.
Yeah, they interviewed. Isn't it good? They interviewed one of the ladies, and her name was L Stranger. Is her name
definitely a real name?
Yeah, absolutely. Go on then, boys. What if you L had to be a stripper? What would your stripper name be, and what would your theme be?
Oh, you've put me on the spot there.
Well, do you remember that thing a few years ago that went round where it was like you could work out your stripper name by taking the name of your first pet and then putting your mother's maiden name at the end or something? And ours was really funny because our first pet was called Zoom Zoom, and that's just a quality stripper first name.
So yours would
remember
be
the rest of it.
Zoom Zoom what?
Zoom Zoom Simpson.
Zoom Zoom Simpson. <I don't know. laughs>
What would mine be? Jesus. Okay, so I'll go off. Go off my Nettie's name. So
yeah, which mum do you choose?
Yeah. Which mum do you choose? Yeah. So I would either be called Bentley Young.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Bentley Jinx, which are both pretty good.
Both are very good.
They're both good stripper names. Wow, but here we
are. Mine would be Tricky Trainer.
Dickie Train.
Good
team. Hang on.
Really good. Yeah, there we are. There's our...
So what would your theme be?
Mine would 100% be cowboy. I'm a big fan of a cowboy.
Oh yeah.
The hat.
So you'd be there in the Red Dead Redemption.
The weapon. You know, it kind of suits itself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Either that
boys,
or an astronaut.
I need to change my wallet.
That or an astronaut.
So if I disconnect.
I'd go like Naked Chef.
Naked Chef. It's a very strong one.
That's good. Yeah. I think I'd go Under the Sea.
Oh, that's a strong one as well.
Whether you're doing a drive-through strip club or a kid's birthday party, Under the Sea, number one.
100%. I rate it. Yeah.
John, well, John, what would have to be some sort of, like, I don't know, Gravedigger theme or...
Oh, nice. Night of the Living Dead.
Sort of, Night of the Living Dead. Do you know what I mean?
Like gothic. Like Sharon Needles from... Yeah.
Just for that black latex, bro, and that black eye makeup.
Yeah, it would suit you, to be fair, John.
Get some amputees in as zombies. Ah, oh, it's really coming together.
Mate, amputees,
someone's got to pay them.
Do you know what I mean? They're good business. Some people have perverted enough. I bet, guarantee you put an amputee stripper on a pole, you're getting some likes, son. You're getting some ones.
Yeah, it's a niche.
And that's just from John.
Okay, next story I have for you. So, doctors had to remove something from a man's bladder. What do you think it was?
I've heard some horrible stories about pissing in the sea, where like these little fish swim up your bell end or your bell end tube, your urethrian, and they go into your fucking bladder cordyceps, and they just like feast on your insides.
So was it a second smaller bladder?
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, man.
God, no, brother, no, it wasn't.
Okay, let me guess.
What it was that they found was 61 centimetres long.
Yeah, it's a fucking tapeworm, man.
Was it a 61 centimetre ruler?
No.
Oh.
Well, I'll explain the story.
Okay, so they remove a mobile phone charger from the man's bladder.
Jesus, that's some deep fishing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is some deep sea fishing.
I presume just the cable and not the actual plug-in.
Yeah, just the cable.
I was going to say,
the man, said to have a history of accidental insertion of headphones, can be seen with the curled lead inside his bladder in the x-ray scans.
I'm sorry, I've never accidentally stuck a headphone jack down the pipe of my bell end.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought it was bell end, but it sounds like because they went into his gastrointestinal tract. So I was like, what does that mean that they did? It wasn't in his bladder and it was in his anus?
Can you shove something so far up your arse that it ends up in your bladder?
Well, no, that's not how it works. They're I would.
No.
You'd piss out your arsehole, wouldn't you?
I can only presume that it went up his penis because I don't think. Because if you swallow something, it's going to go into your stomach. It's not going to go into your bladder.
Yeah, because. And then in the story, they said they weren't sure if he swallowed it or inserted it. I was like, but surely if he swallowed it, it ain't going to end up in his bladder.
Go on, yeah, Joe. Say what you were going
to
say.
Through from your mouth to your bladder. So. Although they go through kidneys and stuff, I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's not like going from your mouth to your bumhole, where it's literally a pipe the whole way through.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think if you put a headphone jack all the way through to your bladder and then put the headphones in, you'll be able to hear the sea?
No, that's you do that with seashells, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mate, they
if
are
you attach it to a
like
microphone, you might
oh
be able
God.
To, you know, hear your insides. That'd be weird.
Yeah, that'd be gross.
Well, it must slosh about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must slosh about. So, you know, if you put a microphone up there, I would imagine you would hear sloshing about.
Lovely.
Can we move the fuck on?
Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. There we are. I put it in the chat so you can guys...
I've just had a look. It looks absolutely... They are actually pulling it out of their stomach. It's almost like a massive ingrown hair.
I don't want to see.
Yeah. I wouldn't...
Lovely. So those are the two news stories. So anyone want to weigh in with anything they have today? If everyone's got questions and things.
I'll chip in. Right. So I was having a conversation with a friend earlier today who said that that her family's had really bad holiday luck and that her sister, her mum and her dad had almost died while on holiday. And it made me think, have any one of you almost died?
Yes.
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 Because
I was hit by a car.
Almost died.
And I very, if I'd hit my head, if I'd landed with my head hitting the floor, I'd have died.
See, now, would you class that as almost dying, though? Because if you'd have landed and hit your head on the floor and got away with it, then perhaps a little bit more. But considering you stood back up again and picked your bike up and asked the driver if he was okay.
Yeah.
You asked the driver
if I remember correctly.
Yeah, let me just point out to the listeners what happened here. I was coming down my road. I'd spent the whole day. I'm going to shout them out again. Lewis Price, Jack Pledger, Matt Clark, and all that lot building a treehouse. And I was on the way back. I was coming down the road. I looked over my shoulder, seeing there was a car coming. Thought, oh, I better get out of his way. But like 30 seconds after, I'd already seen the car. So I'd carried on for another 100 metres and then was like, oh, yeah, I should probably get out of his way now. And just blindly swerved across the road, like from one side to the other. And the car was trying to overtake me at the same time and just hit me probably casually at 25 miles an hour. My bike wheel got crushed under it and I flew through the air looking at the driver somehow. I flipped over in midair. It was like slow motion. And then I collided with the floor and I was like, in the air, I was like, okay, I'm going to hit the floor. I need to like lift my head up. So bang, all on my back, upped up. Asked if the driver was all right. Told him not to tell my parents. And he was like, let me give you a lift home. I said, no, it's cool. I was like, are you all right? And he was like, I'm all right. Are you all right? Where do you live? I was like, oh, don't talk to strangers, mate. And he took me to the top of my lane. And then I was like, all right, this is far enough. Because back in the day, I had a real phobia of getting in trouble from my mum. And I knew she'd think it was my fault, which it kind of was, evidently. And I said, leave it here. So I took my bike back into the house. My mum and dad weren't in, so that was brilliant. So I jumped in the shower to clean myself up, rang my dad and said, I fell off my bike and my bike's hit a curb and it's bent the wheel. And so anyway, the geezer came looking for me a couple of hours later because he drove me right up the drive. And anyway, some snitch neighbour told him where I lived. And yeah.
There we go.
Okay, well, thanks. I mean, that was completely irrelevant, but thanks for the story. Anybody else think that they've nearly died? Because I wouldn't class that as nearly dying, personally.
Oh, fuck okay. You,
yeah, close you have to get, I guess.
Yeah. I've had two experiences. One, I will not even be able to remember. So one was where I was being born and my heart stopped. So that's why my mum had to have a cesareanism and like had to have me cut open and shit and then do the whole rubbing on my back or whatever it is. I don't know what they do. But I lived because I'm here
God.
Now.
And just to see that fucking hair.
Yeah, I know. Look at it at the moment. It's fucking ridiculous.
So anyone that doesn't know what Alex currently looks like, imagine a 1950s Jewish man.
Yeah.
The thing is, hair...
slightly racially sensitive, but fine.
It's quite tame. And well, yet mine just isn't. At all at the moment. And the second experience was, do you remember Harvey Limer?
Yes.
I recognize the name.
So Harvey Limer, I was really good friends with in middle school, which was like Aston Fields. And I remember, I think George Reason was at his party as well for some, we basically had a party and we were playing this game where I'd been like, tied to a chair because I was a captive or something. I don't really fucking know because we were.
All right, this sounds like child abuse. I'm just going to stop you there.
And my friend, I had like a scarf or something around my neck. And my friend Niall came in and pulled the scarf, but it then like frayed and twisted, but it was really tight around my neck. And I remember, it going all speckly and stuff before Harvey, like, cut it off with a pair of scissors. I don't know if that counts. I don't know how long it was, but
so to me that just sounds like you were playing some kinky game and it nearly went too far. But...
yeah, it sounds very weird when I look back on it, but it made sense at the time.
I'm certainly giving you the first one. You're certainly 1-0 up.
Yeah.
I think if you're in a situation that without immediate intervention you would have died.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I count it.
Well, here you go. I'm about to make it 1-1 at least.
Okay.
A few years ago, my final year in Leeds before I then had moved out of the city, I was in a tower block in a friend's flat and I fell out of the 6th-story window and hit a trampoline and then got bounced into a tree. And if the trampoline wouldn't have been there, then I would have died.
Is that a true story?
How did I not hear about this?
Oh no, he'd have
sorry, mate, donut boys.
Nah, you'd have lived anyway, mate, because you'd have landed on your fucking nose.
No, okay. That is just good content.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Okay. How about you, Will?
I don't think I ever have.
The time that you went up Snowden in your Nikes and you nearly...
Yeah, well, that wasn't necessarily the most intelligent thing to do. I don't think I was particularly close to death. No, I don't think I've ever been. So I've not like choked particularly seriously or anything.
Although
like
I suppose
that.
Every time Joe's ever eaten a nut, if someone
it was me, Joe and Alex, and I remember you vomiting black and lying on our kitchen floor. Looking literally like as yellow as a Simpson. And
My sight went yellow. Everything went shades of yellow for like an hour. Yeah. It was crazy.
Did you take anything
in the end? Or did you just ride it out?
No.
We didn't take anything.
We'd pinched a bottle of wine.
I remember it being wine, but I mean, did you take anything to stop the reaction?
No, it just...
I don't think they gave you any Puritan or anything.
No, I don't think we genuinely did. I think it just ran its course, basically.
Hold on a minute. So, you save your life by taking a fucking Piriton.
It's got the right thing in it.
But I'm sorry, that's not an allergy. I suppose you'd just stay away from nuts once you knew you were allergic to it, wouldn't you?
Well, you'd think that, wouldn't you? But Joe's got a fairly... a fairly long list of him actually getting him allergic reactions in really awful situations.
I once had a Kinder Bueno because someone was like, this is good. And I was like, is it? And they're like, yeah, okay, fine.
And there was also that time that you were on a coach in the middle of nowhere in South America where you decided to eat a cookie with nuts in it and basically just had to cope.
Went blind on that one. That one was like twice as bad as the yellow side.
Oh my God.
So yes, you've nearly died a few times.
Right, well, there's my question done.
Richard sent me some interesting laws that he found that we could go
through. Who's this? King Dick?
Yeah.
Dick Chicken.
This is Big Dick Chicken.
It is, yeah. So, number one, registering as married at a hotel makes it so in North Carolina.
Without actually legally getting married in a church or another situation, if you go to a hotel and say that you're married, you are there, you can be married.
Yeah.
Wow.
Imagine going to a fucking Premier Inn. You know, getting married at a Premier Inn by saying, oh yeah, we're married.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Hang on, I don't understand. Someone explain. I don't understand.
So, like,
anyway.
When you like sign in to a hotel?
Yeah.
And you'd sign, John and Jody, and it said like marriage status. If you put married, it would make it so. It would mean that you were married.
It would mean that you would be married. That's a fucking big mistake to make.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Imagine sharing a room with your colleague.
Is that legally binding?
I don't know. Might have to do a bit of digging on that one. But
it can't be, because imagine the amount of pissed people that just randomly hook up and they've had a good day out on the town. They come back. And you sign in and says, oh, are you married? And they just look at each other and go,
Does it work the other way around, where if you go in with someone who you are married to and you tick single, then you're not married anymore?
that would be the most savage breakup, wouldn't it?
No, because they'd never know. Because like, they'd be like, we just went to a hotel and you click no when they're not looking. And if it's legally binding, and then they try and like sue you or divorce you, it's like, no, motherfucker.
Remember when we
this
that
note
really
from
hotel.
Premier Inn says we ain't together.
Second one, Australia's most populous state, Victoria, says it's illegal to change a light bulb unless you are a licensed electrician.
Well, see, that I can kind of understand, because in ye olde days, I bet changing a light bulb was quite a dangerous thing to do. And perhaps back in the day, to avoid excess deaths from people electrocuting themselves,
it might have been logical.
Go on then, John. Australia, please, I can't wait for this.
Australia is a very, very new sort of society of white folk. And before it was Aboriginals, and they would not have changed light bulbs. I think the oldest building in Melbourne was like 1952.
Well, that's not true, is it?
It's not. I think the oldest building in Melbourne is 1830 something.
And when do you think we started having light bulbs, John?
I don't know, 1700s, bro.
Well, he has done you there, hasn't he? I mean, you're not even close, John. You're not even close.
Yeah.
We didn't have electricity in the 1830s, for sure.
Yeah.
That was only like 200 years ago.
Yeah, bro. Shit happened fast.
Yeah. Fucking We just put two cunts on a fucking rocket and launched them into space.
Like electric lights actually in someone's house.
Yeah.
Was the end of the 19th century, not the start.
Yeah. So Edison filed a patent for the electric lamp with a carbon filament in 1879.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, damn. Then fair enough. So hang on. So we've only had electricity for like
130
years.
Yeah.
Bro, we evolved, innit?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I always think that if I could change the period of time that I've lived through, I would live through basically the whole of the 1900s. In just terms of advancement and...
But saying that, imagine what's going to happen in the next 50 years, bro.
Well, yeah perhaps. Perhaps it's a fair point. But if you think about, think about cars and planes and wars and healthcare and technology, the internet, all of that kind of shit. I mean, just the development over that period of time is ridiculous.
Yeah, although, like the last 20 years, literally.
Yeah.
something else that's mad. So reading out, reading, as you know, if you read something and you don't read it out loud, that's a recent human evolution. So
what?
Yeah. So, Julius Caesar was known for being one of the people that could read inside without reading out loud, because everyone else used to read out loud. If you could read, you would read out loud, because the way that you read inside is you use the two different parts of your brain, one that's for visualization and one that's for hearing, and deciding what something is just by hearing it. So you use both of those things, and it wasn't very common back then, which means that we've evolved to read inside. Could you imagine if everyone read everything that they ever read out loud?
Well, you wouldn't keep a diary, would you? I masturbated at 12 o'clock today and then I poked it.
Why would you put that in your diary?
Well, I don't know. I've never owned a diary. People put shit in their diary.
And Frank's going to write a diary.
Wow, yeah, interesting.
Imagine that. So the Germans came today and they're outside the door. They're here now.
But imagine being in work or being in like school or something and receiving like a slightly dodgy text, because you'd have to read it out in class, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, you just wouldn't answer it, would you?
So I've got a few more of these laws for you, and these are the ones that I'm really not sure that they're real or not. This one is, in Denmark, it's not against the law to escape from prison. However, if you are caught, you are returned and serve the remainder of your sentence. So if you had like 25 years in prison and you got out within your first year and then lived the rest of your life till you were like 70 and then got caught, you'd then have to serve the remaining 24 years in prison.
I would have thought that was pretty evident.
Also, there's no punishment for people trying to escape. You don't get any extra sentence. You just carry on your normal one. Try to escape all the time?
Yeah. Do they even bother, trying to find you?
Well, I assume they would.
Imagine so, yeah.
Well, then I sort of think that that's exactly the same as any other prison.
No, because I think here, you get an extra 5 years if you try to escape, they would add more sentence to your sentence.
I think that's a little bit of a misconception, actually. I think that I'm not necessarily sure that that's exactly how it works all the time, because I know that I've seen trials of absconders that have been in like a Category C prison where you're allowed to leave for work placements, who have not returned on time.
Yeah, a bit like Jeffrey Epstein.
And they have basically been captured, and there are hearings and the like, but depending on what their sentence already is, how their behaviour's been over in general, quite often you might find that they actually don't get any more added on to their sentence.
But that's still quite different from having a blanket law that's just like, you're fine if you try.
I agree. It is very different. But,
we welcome you to try. However, we are able to shoot you if we catch you in the act of escaping.
Cool.
Yeah, there we are. The next one. So I really don't think this is real. Domestic violence is legal in London as long as it's before 9 p.m. and does not disturb the neighbours.
That is not.
I mean, no.
Sorry. I quite like the final bit though. As long as it doesn't disturb the neighbours.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Come on, we're British now. Come on.
I do believe that is what Will would call a satire.
A satire.
Article. Yes, a satire article.
A shatire article.
I don't know. Fucking close, isn't it?
Yeah, there we go. Those were all from Richard. Richard Chicken from KFC.
Here's Big Dick Chicken.
Cheers, Big Dick
Chicken.
Thanks,
mate.
Yeah. Okay, let's go into a Florida man then now. I think we should go
into.
Oh,
fucking hell.
Yeah.
We're doing a Florida man.
We need. What are we doing this time? Because we did father's birthdays.
Well, me and Joe are going to have the same one, aren't we? So
I've got a good one.
Go on.
We will do different dates of when the Grand Theft Autos came out. So someone do Vice City, someone do 5, 4, and 3.
Right, yeah. I'll do 5.
I'll do Vice City.
All right.
I'll do San Andreas.
And I'll do 4 then. I don't even know when GTA 4 came out.
That's what we Google. here we go. I've got. Should I just go for it?
Yeah, go on, mate. Crack on.
So this isn't like the usual Florida man thing that it's given me here. I literally typed in a Florida man and the date, and it hasn't brought up that website of where we type in the thing. But this one has come up with. Oh my God! Require cookies. Jesus Christ, America. Okay, so. What me?
Mine's fucking decent, mine is.
Right. Florida man accused of having sex with Frozen toy at Target. Police arrested a Florida man on October 22nd after they said he did something questionable to things to some of the toys at Target. According to the... I can't say that word. I'm going to try it. Affidavit. 20-year-old Cody Christopher Meader approached a Frozen toy display at Target in Pinellas Park, Florida. Meader grabbed an Olaf stuffed toy and proceeded to perform sexual acts on it on the floor, according to police. Olaf is a sentient snowman who likes warm hugs and is a popular character in Disney's smash hit Frozen. Oh, lovely. Wow.
Played by Josh Gad.
There you go. He didn't expect that one, did he?
Right, I'll chip in next. A couple of interesting ones. The first one is Florida man accused of bludgeoning father on boat receives 9-year sentence.
Oh, okay.
So, upon a fishing vessel in the Gulf of Mexico, 32-year-old Casey Hickok pleaded guilty to assault with a dangerous weapon. Bit boring, really. Nothing that incredible. The next one's quite good, though. Florida man laughs in the face of Hurricane Florence.
That just reminds me of... sorry, carry on.
Oh, it's just a video of a man laughing at a hurricane. I mean, it's...
That's like that Simpsons meme, old man yells at cloud.
Yeah. Very good.
There was a thing that Joe used to do and convinced me this once. It's just rung me bell. Where if you shout the wind into the wind stops blowing. Fucking hell. Sorry. You've made me do some horrible shit. Or convince me of some things, I tell you.
Brilliant. Right, so mine. So April 29th, Florida man falls asleep at stop sign in pickup truck with meth pipe on his lap.
Good.
Brilliant.
Very strong.
The officer arrived and found the 22-year-old Darren Mercer inside his white Dodge truck. He appeared to be asleep. On his lap was a meth pipe. The vehicle was searched and another meth pipe was found inside a boot on the floorboard.
He was just absolutely out his nutmeg.
There was also a little weed inside a cigarette pack. Field test verified everything, at least preliminarily.
All right.
Well, it just sounds like he ran out of meth, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
Go on then, Joey. What you got for us, bro?
My one is Florida man threatens to kill man with kindness, then uses machete named kindness. My free.
The most GTA thing ever.
Yeah.
Oh, that's quality. I'll kill you in kindness. Did he kill him?
I assume so. I've not read the story. Oh, I just like the headline.
That's a brilliant headline.
Oh, that was really good. That's really good.
That'd
be a fantastic film to make, though, wouldn't it?
A Florida Man.
Yeah.
And just about a bloke in Florida that gets up to loads of shit.
That would be quality.
Oh, I've just written it. There you go.
There you go.
If anybody wants to contact me, yeah, you're very welcome to it. I'll write the script.
Yeah.
Wally.
Who would play the lead? Who would play the Florida Man?
Who would play the lead?
It would have to be like Zac
Efron.
He'd be good. Or I think Ryan Reynolds would be a good Florida Man.
Ryan Reynolds would be a very good Florida Man. I agree with that. Yeah, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think Frankie Boyle should be the Florida Man.
He's too Scottish, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, he wouldn't be asking for that.
He'd work, would it?
He'd work as a Scottish man.
He would.
Yes. A Glasgow man.
Yeah. Yeah, that would
Although
work.
I don't think they'd be like, oh, the Florida man robbed a store dressed as Spider-Man. It'd be like a Glasgow man tears someone's arm off and then pisses on them in the street before eating a chicken kebab.
While screaming, fuck Maggie Thatcher.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant. Well, now that we've got through all of that, I think it's now time for John's Theory of Everything.
John's Theory of Everything.
Right, well, I didn't prepare anything this week apart from the usual facts.
And what, Joe's
It's not really.
Well.
It's not really John's Theory of Everything, but I've just seen, actually, on one of the things I've screenshotted, I didn't even look at the thing above it, but apparently there's a new TikTok challenge, has moms flashing their breasts for breastfed babies, and the results are hilarious, and I'm going to watch that later. But let me go on to the facts. Did you know that even though they don't have wings, spiders can fly for hundreds of miles across entire oceans on long strands of silk using Earth's electrical fields? It's called ballooning.
Yeah, they spin like a little parachute.
Like, spiders went really far in the air.
Did you actually know that? Yeah. Did you? There was. Why is it not showing the whole thing? Oh, here you go. Spiders have been found 2.5 miles up in the air and 1,000 miles out at sea.
I think it was on a David Attenborough thing one time where they talked about it, mate.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's...
I can only imagine if you're scared of spiders, knowing that they can fly would not assist the situation.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they're not like the ones I saw in Australia, mate, because if I saw a golden orb flying towards me, mate, fuck it, I'd shit bricks, bro.
I think it's the ozone. It's like the babies that do it.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Like, if you could give any animal one extra ability to make them the most dangerous animal in the world, what would it be?
A shark.
Why would you want to make it?
It would have the legs of an elephant.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it could breathe outside of, obviously, water. Because it'd be completely pointless to have fucking elephant legs if it couldn't leave the water.
I would give a honey badger the size of an elephant.
Just make a really fucking big honey badger.
Make a really big honey badger.
Yeah, mate. I wouldn't be a fan of that. I reckon I'd go for an ostrich, but instead of wings, it just has massive fucking spears that it can stab you with. Because imagine that. That would be fucking scary.
Have you seen how ostriches attack people?
They kick you, don't they?
Headbutts.
Whip. Look at her. They whip.
Yeah, all right then. How about an ostrich but with a horn on its head? Like a big fucking unicorn horn on its head?
I think I would go do same animal as Alex. I think shark is a good start. But I'm going to say have the ability to be in tornadoes so they can like attack people from the air.
That's funny enough. I don't think you're the first person to have that thought.
You should make a film about that, mate.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it might be quite successful.
Yeah, I think you could make almost a series. I think, you know, about four.
Surprisingly successful.
Yeah.
For that sort. Actually, have you heard of, there's another one that's really shit that's similar that I saw on someone's...
Mega Piranha.
No, that I saw on someone's Instagram story yesterday. I think it's Zombiever. Zombiever. Look it up after.
Zombie beavers.
It's zombie beavers. And it is fucking hilarious. Right. In a standard deck of cards, Does anyone know what is so special about the King of Hearts, or what's different about
Yeah, he's got two hands, hasn't he?
Nope.
Oh.
Has he got a donger?
Nope.
He's got a massive donger.
Joe, I feel like this is your question, mate. This is tailored.
As in what's different about the what's picture different of the king?
Yeah, what's different is the only... So there's four kings, three of them are exactly the same, and one isn't, and that is the King of Hearts. What is different about
it? I'm going to say three of them are holding swords, and the King of the Hearts is holding something else, like a spear or some shit. No.
And I haven't actually verified this yet. Huh?
He's the only one with a beard.
No, he's the only one without a mustache.
Oh, I was going to look at him.
But you're on the right lines. Yeah, mate. I know.
The only one without a mustache.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they're based on actual characters?
What, actual kings?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. I'm checking this out right now. I've got a deck of cards.
Come on, then. Because I haven't been able to verify this. And
sorry,
Alan, you just completely dig me out on...
You carry on. Bet. You carry on.
Okay.
Before you look through, Alex, I've got another question for everyone, although you're looking at a packet of cards now. Does anyone know what all of the queens are holding?
Without looking...
Is it a picture of the Mona Lisa?
Is it like an orb? Is it like one of the little orb things?
Yeah, that was my guess, because all the kings have got swords, all the jacks have got like spears or weird what's the name for them, those poles?
Is it a first edition copy of Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire?
Yeah, very good. It is. They're all holding flowers.
Well, the Queen of Hearts definitely is at the moment.
I've got remind me, say that again towards the end, because I saw a post earlier about the 1500s and where a few sayings came from, and I was pretty surprised by it.
Right,
the
queen, the King of Hearts does not have a mustache.
I know, I'm right, bro.
So
it's a fact.
Like there, he doesn't have a mustache, and then the diamonds has a mustache.
Hang on, flipping back again. That's not the only thing that's different, is it? Go on, flip it back on. Yeah, he's facing forward.
Yeah, he also has an extra hand. Look at his hand up there.
That's because someone's trying to knife him in the back, bro.
Okay. No, he just has two hands.
No, that's the...
It's a reflection of each other, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Go on, John, next one.
Right. Reincarnation is forbidden in China without government permission.
That's good.
That's strong. So you have to write to the government to say, please,
I guess
be reincarnated.
I guess so.
And how are they governing whether you're...
Yeah.
That's what I thought. That was my exact thought was, so how do they know who's being reincarnated? And in China, I suppose they just, I don't know, give them COVID or something.
Yeah, strong. Good. John, if you were going to be reincarnated as an animal, what would you be reincarnated as?
An eagle.
An eagle. Any reason?
Yeah, just I like flying, and I like just savaging things. I just like, and they can see shit from 2 miles away.
Okay, strong. Mm-hmm. Alex, what are you saying?
Oh, see, I'm always like, do I go land based or do I go like water based? Because I feel like being a crocodile would be pretty cool, but also equally as boring.
Yeah, I was going to say a crocodile.
Not a lot happens for their life. They do a lot of sunbathing,
and especially when a jaguar comes over and fucks you up.
Joe, what are you saying?
I just want to super quickly jump back to John's point of an eagle being able to see 2 miles. Mm. Everything can see as far as it needs, depending on the light source. We can all see the moon. Moving on. I'd be an because I wouldn't be really different from my experience.
Okay, yeah, fine. Good point, Joe.
No, that's not what I meant. They can see a mouse from 2 miles away.
Yeah, they do have crazy good vision.
They can focus on shit two miles away.
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
An animal?
Has John got... Huh?
Yeah, what are you reincarnating as, Joe?
Me? Oh, sorry, I thought you had. I said an octopus.
Okay.
Because it's just the kind of intelligent still. You have some kind of ability to do shit, but it's also completely different to the human experience.
And you can morph into whatever the fuck you want. Have you seen them ones that turn into different fish?
Yeah.
To pretend
and
they're different
colours and stuff.
Yeah, that's it. Good call.
Also, that takes me back to the fact that you gave us the other week, John, where a male octopus, when it has sex with a female, tears off its own dick and then dies.
Yeah.
So you'd only be able to have sex once in your entire life.
Well, I presume that Joe didn't know that when he made his choice.
Yeah.
I didn't, but I'll stick with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be, if I could be any animal, if I could reincarnate as any animal, I'd be an ostrich, but without wings. It had spears as arms.
Yep, there it is. Modern.
Yeah. Either love that or a magpie, because in this life, I don't feel like I can be as much of a bastard as I want to. But if you're a magpie, like, you're the definition of what you are is a bastard. All magpies are bastards, yeah. And it would just allow you to do what you want to do.
Hmm.
Right. Right, I've got a couple more because I did line them up because I thought, well, I ain't doing a theory of everything this week, so I'd do a couple of these. Human testicles have taste buds that can detect sweet flavors.
Hmm.
Yeah.
There we go. Sure? Everyone pineapple? Yep. Everyone knows the pineapple.
100% sure. Yeah. In the 1960s, the CIA spent $20 million on a cat equipped with gear to spy on the Soviets. It was then hit and killed by a taxi.
What was his name?
I don't know. Stalin.
Very good.
And I've got two more. Male bedbugs don't bother with vaginas when mating. They simply stab the female in the abdomen with their penises and ejaculate in their body.
Oh,
romantic.
Just like the French.
Yeah. And finally, when Charles Darwin made a list of the pros and cons for marriage, the pros included constant companion and a friend in old age, .. Better than a dog anyway. The cons, less money for books and terrible loss of time. Oh, dear.
Yeah, man, terrible loss of time. I feel that.
That's good. Oh, yeah, dear. That's
pretty
good.
Oh, and go on, Joe, what you got for us, bruv?
Yeah.
So I mostly just wrote down some shit that I thought would be funny, but there's a couple of questions that I was interested. I thought I had interesting answers, maybe. Oh. So the first one is, the premise is, if you agree to get a finger cut off, you get £1,000, or each finger you then add to that, you times it by 10. So you obviously, if you lost all of the things on both hands, you end up with a crazy amount, like 100 billion, like political world changing money. Mm. Or you could stop at like 10,000, 1 million. Where would each of you choose to go? Or you can do no fingers.
So start off with it's 1,000.
One thing is 1,000, then 2, 10, 300,000, 4, a million. And it keeps going.
I'd go for, and you can choose which fingers go.
That would be my choice.
Yeah, but say you were going to the 10 million mark, you'd lose them all on one hand. You wouldn't be able to be like, I want this one, this one, this one.
Oh, well, that changes things.
Oh, me. I was going to say, yeah, because that would be my choice. So I could still do most things.
Okay, no, I like it. You can choose.
Because for me, I would go up to a million. I'd go up to 4. Because I think that for me is like a really significantly life changing amount. 100,000 is life changing, but worth losing all those fingers? I don't think so. A million, perhaps. But if I could, I wouldn't do it all on one hand. I think I'd probably do my little finger on my right hand, and then my other three fingers on my left hand.
Really? What, you would do pinky and ring finger on both? These possibly, are kind of important.
Yeah, possibly that. But if I, because my right hand, I'm really really right sided. So as long as I can still use my right hand, I'm going to get away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, true.
Perhaps. I think that's what
I would do.
Because the thing is, if you got rid of these two on each hand, how the hell would you hold like a PlayStation controller?
Oh, you could definitely hold a PlayStation controller like that, mate. I've got one right here.
Yeah, go on then.
You'll be able to press it against your chest.
Look, I'm on it. There you go. You do that.
No. Without these two. The
Yeah, he's not using those two.
I'm not using them two. You hold it like that?
Yeah, you could do it.
He has done you there.
He has done you. Okay. Yeah. You did get did.
Yeah. Done. I fucking did it.
Go on, Al, okay, what would you do?
What about you guys?
I'd keep all my fingers.
I was going to say, would you feel the pain, or is it you just wake up one day and they're not there?
No, you have to get them cut off.
I ain't cutting no fingers off.
Yeah, realistically, yeah, hypothetically, perhaps, but realistically, nah,
I think for reference, the two options I'm really interested in are lose no fingers and no money because I'm fine, I don't want to, or lose both hands for 100 billion and become the most powerful person in the world. I think that one's also possibly worth it. Just get some really good prosthetic hands. You've got 100 billion.
You wouldn't be the most powerful person in the world with 100 billion because Jeff Bezos has 158.
Okay, but you'd be up there. You'd have, you'd be able to politically influence countries and shit.
You'd be able to purchase Plymouth Argyle and take them to the Champions
League
final
in
6 years.
You wouldn't be able to feel... Yeah. You wouldn't be able to feel your misses. You wouldn't be able to feel...
You would. You'd have this bit of your hand. You still have the palm of your hand.
What have you ever been able to do with the palm of your hand?
It's a good flap.
I was going to say. But what pleasure do you get out of that? Look, it'd just be a meaty bit.
Good question. What's next then?
Okay, the next one is... it's kind of a longer one, but it might be interesting. So, your options are... 50 hawks, 10 crocodiles, 1 hunter, a human with a gun, 10,000 rats, 5 gorillas, and 4 lions. You can pick 2 of those categories to defend you, and the rest are trying to kill you. What do you choose?
Can you go again? I'm going to have to take notes.
I'm going to have to take notes.
Yeah, okay. Go on.
50 hawks.
Hang on, wait there. Whoa.
So you've got the aerial perspective. Yeah.
50 hawks.
10 crocodiles, they're like armoured ground units.
Yeah.
How many crocodiles? 10.
10. 1 human hunter, and he's got ammo, 1 for each animal.
Okay, yeah.
10,000 rats.
Yeah.
5 gorillas and 4 lions.
10,000 rats, 4 gorillas.
5 gorillas and 4 lions.
And you get 2 on your side and the rest are against you.
Yeah, and I think there is a right answer here.
I think I'm going for the 5 gorillas and the hunter.
Okay, no. Why?
Because I think that with the hunter, you can eliminate, you can use all his weapons to eliminate the crocodile and the lions.
Whilst 50 hawks are flying at his head.
Yeah, fine, no worries. And the gorillas will take the rest out.
You reckon?
Go on then, Alex.
Okay, so I would have the hunter and the 10,000 rats because you said there's 1 bullet for every animal, which means that he'd have an extra 10,000 rounds to be able to fire off. So in case he missed one, he'd be all right. So I think, and the rats, just there's fucking loads of them. Do you know what I mean?
You know what? That is the exact combination I was going to pick.
Yeah.
But the reason
hawks,
that the
hawks wouldn't really be
the 50
issue.
Hawks have got no chance. They'd be sweeping down trying to catch a rat, and then eventually that's going to get tiring for them. And I've got 10,000 fucking rats that are going to savage the fucking shit out of everything. I'm sorry, 10,000 rats is a lot, and they bite through steel, son. And if they are there trained to kill, I could take out the big ones with the hunter.
Yeah, I'm not sure how easily a crocodile would be able
You're taking 5 gorillas. And 4 lions out.
10,000 rats.
10,000 is a huge number.
Yeah, but a gorilla is going to run at you, right?
It's going to get not even
going to feel the rats.
Yeah, but
going to feel them.
But I've got the hunter to shoot the gorilla.
Yeah, but you've got 5 gorillas and 4 lions. A hunter's using a huntsman's rifle, I presume.
No.
He's using a rifle,
He's using a rifle. How quickly do you think the cunt can reload?
Look, listen to me. I'm telling you now, the gorilla would look at the rats and run the other way, bruv.
No, it fucking wouldn't. You could have said...
It would pick the rats up and throw them at your head.
Nah, I'm gonna... Joe, what's your answer then?
So, I don't know if I have an answer, but it's a question that's been asked online before somewhere, and the consensus that people generally came to is that you'd want the hunter and the 10,000 rats to win.
Yeah. Or the hunter, or the rats and the lions. That's my backup.
But with the hunter, you have like the human intelligence and the gun with all the ammo. He's like the hunter's probably the main.
Hang on, but remember, you've got me as well. Have I got some sort of Uzi?
You're allowed to fight, but you have no weapons.
Oh, okay.
So I'm realistically going to be able to take out maybe 1 hawk on my own.
Kind of nothing, really. Yeah.
Nothing. If there was a load of rats about, I could probably squish a few of them. But I wouldn't fancy 10,000 rats coming at me.
Nah.
Yeah. I mean,
especially on a hot day.
I don't know if there's a combination where you'd actually really survive that. But
no, I don't think you would.
Interesting thought.
The fucking rats, man! The plague!
Which doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, but and also, I don't know why it take, what, the 5 minutes?
Yeah. No, it wouldn't, because I would... A lion can't run over 10,000 rats.
Yeah, probably can.
Yeah, but if a gorilla was trying to get, you know...
I'm going
to
ask Elon Musk to set this up, bruv. Just to see why I'm on.
He's not going to listen.
Because they're all going to attack each other.
What, the rats?
Yeah, no, because if you so I'm assuming you get command over these as well.
Yeah, kind
of. So, you know, I'd have, like, my vanguard of rats. They'd be, like, the bigger, kind of vicious ones. I'd be like, right, you're attacking, like, these.
I'd just be picking at rats and fucking launching them.
Get them by the tails and fucking windmill them above you.
Launching the hawks.
Very good.
Go on. What's the next question, Jim?
And the last one, that's all the questions. I literally learned this morning, and I thought it would be funny to hear all of your opinions on this.
Yeah.
There's a book out at the moment that has been written about natural navigation. It's using the natural world to, like, find your way around if you ever get lost. And there are some real gems in there that I thought you might enjoy me sharing. Hills tend to be more weathered on their south side because they experience a greater difference in temperature. So if you're ever lost in a hilly landscape, just look for the weathered side, and then you know where north is.
It's the same with knots on trees, right?
Another one. Puddles have more algae and green stuff to their southeast corner, and also north smells slightly sweet.
Where are we going, lads? Hang on. Hang on, but what if you're walking past, I don't know, Charlie in the fucking chocolate factory or something? What happens then?
You said earlier, John, your bollocks have got taste buds. So actually, in theory,
you can wave them around in the wind.
Yep.
Oh, dear. I've actually been watching a lot of Ed Stafford, and I've almost convinced myself now that I could last maybe a few days in the jungle. Well, yeah. I think anyone can last a few days in the jungle, but I'd be able to last like a day or two more than that.
Like a week.
Yeah.
Very good.
I've been watching this guy on YouTube who, his YouTube channel is him getting stung and bitten by the most painful animals in the world.
No, coyote's that.
Oh, it's
him getting stung by that hawk moth or whatever it is. Mate, I'm absolutely not interested in that shit. Fuck me.
Oh, the
guy's like literally paralyzed. Yeah. The big blue fucking thing.
Mate.
Not for me.
He's an idiot. I mean, he's a legend, but he's a fucking idiot. I thought it was fake the first couple I watched, and then like, nah.
There's a few of them where you can literally see the pain in his face.
Yeah,
not for me.
But did you see that? Reminds me of a Gogglebox episode recently. Like, they've started. I thought it was the same guy. I thought it was the coyote guy, and it's taking bites from things. And they took a bite from this snake, and it's two geezers, mate. And the one has to watch him get bitten, and mate, it's a python, and he savages into his arm. And I was like, oh my god, that's bad. And then the one that's just watched what happened the last time his mate went to that snake, then has to do it. And mate, it went so much worse, bro. Not only did it latch onto his arm, it pulled. So it literally split all his arm open there, pissing with blood. And literally he puts his arm up like this, and it just got this thing like this under it.
Oh, no.
Watch it. It's savage.
Yeah, that sounds cool, actually.
Why would you do it, basically?
I don't know.
People are retards.
Yeah.
Go on, and Joe, you can give us the outro. Just say, actually, no, I tell you what, the outro with this. Joe, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you, and I'm sure we'll continue to shout you out and so forth and so forth. cheers for blessing us with your presence.
Thanks, everyone. Yeah, it's been fun. Cheers.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll have you on for the 100th episode.
Now,
I genuinely, I mean this honestly, I fucking hope this doesn't get to 100 episodes.
We're all still in lockdown.
Yeah.
Now, be a good boy and run over to the piano and just start playing.